Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to you, Chris Parks.
Thank you for having me in this morning.
We're visiting with the president of the Iowa Bluebird Conservationists here in, I think, Iowa and Nebraska. Isn't this group a conservation?
Yeah, there's some folks in Nebraska that are part of our group,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's great. So you have an event coming up that we need to let people or remind people about.
Yeah, coming up this Sunday, we'll be doing our annual Christmas bird count here in Cass County. We meet up at 8 o'clock in the morning at Cold Spring State Park in Lewis and kind of split into some groups and then head out. We do more of the kind of going to the parks and those types of things in the morning to do a little walking, hiking. And then in the afternoon, after we'll have lunch at the Pizza Ranch at noon, and then we regroup the afternoon. We do more of driving routes. We kind of drive some of the rural roads and stuff in our area to try to cover that count circle as best we can.
Well, I don't think there's going to be any snowbanks in your way of bad roads, that sort of thing. And when I looked ahead, it's a little cooler than we've been, no 60 degrees, but still a nice day to get out and be outside and see what's happening out there. So do you try to cover all of Cass County, or you kind of zero in on some parts?
Yeah, it's a specific circle. So we have a 15-mile diameter circle that we cover. So when you first set up your count circle with the Audubon Society, you actually find a spot on the map where that's your exact circle center, and then they show you on the map what your circle includes, and then you just go out and try to cover that specific area as thorough as possible, and then it stays the same from year to year, and that's important for the historical value of it.
That was my next question, because yes, you can compare. How many years have you been doing this?
I think this is now our fourth year that we've done this, starting it back up. There was one in the area long ago, mm-hmm. but this is kind of restarting one in the area mm-hmm. again.
So as you look back in those years, those 4 years, whatever, what are some differences? Have you seen some differences in your counts and the kinds of birds?
Yeah, it's interesting. The trends sometimes will tell you a little bit of how things are going that year. The weather, I think, has a lot to do with mm-hmm. it. The number of swans, of course, is important. That's part of our count circle, is the Schoberg Recreation Area with the trumpeter swans, and one of the reasons why we wanted to have the circle here. It gives us an idea, but some years when they're here a little bit earlier, those numbers are larger. And then some years, maybe it stayed warmer like this year, and there might not be as many of them here as typical. So that's a fun number to watch. And then, you get your outliers. Every year we always have something that's, a bird that's different that's here in the area, whether it's just because they're migrating different or just because we happened to catch them that year where we didn't the year before. So that's fun to watch.
So this year I've been noticing, and maybe it's just because I've been noticing this year, a lot more geese still flying over. Is that something that you see happening?
Yeah, and that's the number also that fluctuates quite a bit. That's the one where we get, I think, the most variation is the waterfowl. Depending on the weather, we will get a lot of other ducks that are mixed in mm-hmm. with those geese some years, and then some years we don't see much outside of the geese and the swans, so that does change. It does seem like there's a lot more of them kind of coming in now, whereas in years past, they probably would have been here a little bit sooner if the weather had gotten colder.
And move on. And another one that I'm really interested in, because I think I have one sort of in my neighborhood, are about the bald eagles.
Yeah, bald eagles, that's always a number that we keep an eye on from year to year, and those numbers obviously over time have gotten a lot better with conservation efforts, and we've seen quite a few here the past few years that we've done our count. Last year, we counted 24 within just that small 15-mile circle.
Wow.
So that's pretty impressive when you think that it was pretty hard to find one at all, not too long ago, and now we're seeing that many here in just the area.
Some other numbers there that you have that maybe indicate some of the changes, or just like, oh, this is great.
Yeah, and what's kind of fun too is to see how many total species we can see each year. We had 35 last year, and that was close to a record for us since we've done the count. We counted over 2,720 birds on that day, so
that's a lot.
Pretty good numbers, yeah.
Yes.
And especially when you think, it's the off-season time of year. These are only the birds that are hardy that are, usually staying here. Some of the other interesting numbers I noted from last year, we had 120 of the trumpeter swans on our count day last year. We saw a rough-legged hawk, which was kind of a different outlier, a short-tailed hawk, which was something different for us. We saw a lot of horned larks as well. It's a bird that you don't maybe normally see in the backyard a lot, but they love to gather on the gravel roads and stuff. So a lot of times when you're driving down those rural roads and you see those mostly black birds kind of flittering off and on the road, that's oftentimes what they are. They like to be here during the winter. And then I saw a few brown creepers down near Cold Springs Park last year. They're a real tiny, small bird. They can be hard to spot sometimes, so that was fun to be able to catch them. And it was kind of one of those magical moments, actually, in the morning, because last year it was real cold. It was actually flurrying and snowing a little bit in the morning when we started. And we went up to the campground area there at Cold Springs, and my mom and I were walking around just the campground loop, and we started to hear an owl hoot. And a great horned owl came and flew up and landed right next to us on a tree and just stared at us for a little bit. So that was kind of one of those cool moments with the way the weather was and being able to see him. So that was neat.
Yeah. And is that kind of unusual for an owl to be out at that time of the day and flying around?
No, not necessarily. Okay. They will, and especially, of course, depending on the weather, changes that behavior sometimes too. I mean, they're harder to spot usually in the daytime, but yeah, they are active sometimes.
So what do people need to do, and who should come, and how should they be prepared?
Well, this is kind of open to anybody and everybody. We kind of, you know, if you're scared about it, don't be. It's at all skill levels. If you don't know much about birds, there's going to be somebody in your group that's going to know more. And that's part of the fun, too, is we're
good
all
way.
Learning every year.
Yeah, good you know, way we, for newbies
yeah,
to learn, too.
Yeah, we get better at spotting every year. And then all abilities, too, if you're worried about the walking part of it, you don't have to do much of that. We can, you know, we go to a park, we park someplace. Maybe you can just hang out in the parking lot area or part of the park, and then some others will do some of the walking. So that's, you know, totally up to you. All you need to do is show up. Just be prepared to dress for the weather. Obviously, we're going to be outside some, and we'll have the windows down a lot when we're driving, so that makes it a little chilly. And then we do encourage everybody to at least be prepared to be spotted. If we're going to be out in some of those areas where there may still be some hunting going on for deer season, so you want to be aware of that and be visible. So a piece of blaze orange is a smart thing to bring along. And then, of course, binoculars if you have them. If you don't, Laura Canning, who does this with us from Cass County Conservation, has lots of them, so you will have binoculars if you need them. And then usually we all bring bird books along too, so if you have that, fine. If you don't, somebody else is going to have that stuff with them too.
Okay, so if you're a starter, or you just show up and, as you say, kind of be prepared for whatever the weather is going to be. Layers always sound good.
Yeah,
right?
That's always a good idea.
Get
yeah.
warmed up as you walk around, and so you maybe don't want the heaviest things yeah. only. And there's no cost to this,
fee. No cost at all. You just show up and go along with us. One thing I will say, if anybody is interested and they're willing to kind of be a group leader, if you know the area well and you're willing to be a driver, that's always something we kind of have to figure out in the morning. Obviously, Laura and I will both be one of those leaders, but we need other people, if there are more of us, to be willing to drive too, okay. So that helps.
And did I hear also that this is a time when people can do counting in their own backyards?
Yes. If you're within our circle, so you need to get in contact with either Laura or I, and we can tell you if you're within the circle that we have that we'll be covering, then you can count at your home feeder as well that day. The only difference is you won't be tallying full numbers. You'll be tallying the max number you see at a time. So if you see three cardinals at the feeder at once, that's the number that you would write down okay. if you're going to do a home count.
Okay. And again, you can count the birds you know, and if you don't know yeah. all of them, that's okay too.
Yeah.
So, Chris, I know we need to remind people, I guess, if people are interested in your organization, what do they need to do? The Iowa Bluebirds Conservationists.
Yeah, you can get in touch with me, or you can also, we do have a Facebook page, Iowa Bluebird Conservationists. We always post information there. Our next meeting's coming up on January 26th. We meet kind of quarterly. It'll be a 1 o'clock meeting. That's at Indian Creek Museum. That's down by Hastings. That's one of our typical meeting sites. And then, of course, when we have some other projects going on, we spread out across the area, too, to meet.
Okay. Otherwise, Sunday at what time?
Yep. 8 a.m. in the morning, Cold Springs Park is when we'll meet to start. And then we'll have lunch at noon at Pizza Ranch. So if you want to join then for just the afternoon portion, you can do that as well. Okay. We'll be done about 3:30 or so.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Chris Barks, for visiting with us. Until now, or until next time, I guess, this has nothing to do with birds or anything, but just a thought to ponder. Why does round pizza come in a square box?